There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is LBC London News.
25 minutes after four. Goodness me, it was only a week ago that we heard from the former FBI director, James Comey. He spoke last Thursday. So it wasn't quite a week ago, but almost a week ago. And he was testifying on Capitol Hill. Looks as though there's going to be more testimonies on Capitol Hill this afternoon. Let's hear from our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, who joins me now. Good afternoon to you, Simon.
Hello, Chris.
So what's happening on the Hill this afternoon? Is it going to be as dramatic as last week's?
Well, I'm not sure it's going to be as dramatic as last week's, but it's definitely a dramatic moment, both for the Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, and of course for his boss, President Donald Trump. It was, as you say, last Thursday when everybody back in the UK was going out and casting their ballots in the general election that we weren't able to talk about politics for the day here on LBC London News. So we brought you that testimony of fired FBI Director James Comey, in which he, of course, made very serious allegations about the way in which President Trump had handled his communications, one-on-one conversations with James Comey, in a way in which Mr. Comey felt that Donald Trump was trying to pierce the independence, not just of himself as FBI director, but more broadly of the FBI in general. He was urging Donald Trump, according to Mr. Comey's telling, to make the investigation into fired National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and his ties with the Russians to go away, asking for help lifting the cloud that was hanging over the White House. And James Comey said that time and again he felt that Donald Trump was essentially trying to establish a patronage relationship with him, one that is wholly inappropriate given the mores that govern the relationship between the president and the head of the FBI. So now Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, will get to offer his version of events. He's going to be questioned about two principal issues. First of all, his own communications and contacts with the Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak during last year's election campaign. When Jeff Sessions was going through his confirmation hearings in order to become Attorney General earlier in the year, he was not honest with members of the Senate about the communications that he'd had with the Russian ambassador. So dishonest was he that after he became Attorney General, he then had to recuse himself from any involvement in the various probes and investigations that are underway into ties between Donald Trump's campaign team and the Russians. So members of the Senate have got some big questions for Jeff Sessions to answer now under oath. How many times did you meet the Russian ambassador? Where did you meet him? When did you meet him? And what did you discuss? So that's going to be part one of the questions that he's going to face. Part two is going to be for his view about the conversations that were taking place between President Trump and James Comey. Were they inappropriate? Did James Comey go to the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, and say, look, you got to help me here. I am not comfortable having these one-on-one conversations with the President of the United States. They are not appropriate. In essence, Jeff Sessions is going to be asked to tell the Senate Intelligence Committee who's lying, James Comey or Donald Trump? Because they both can't be telling the truth.
Extraordinary stuff. The drama continues, Simon. Now, let's
always.
Talk. Now, before Donald Trump became president, he was very famous for a phrase which was used over here in the UK a lot by Lord Sugar in The Apprentice. Mm. Donald Trump using it as the big boss on The Apprentice USA. He said, "You're fired," quite a lot. Now, he's used it a couple of times as president. Rumours he could be using it again.
Yes, absolutely. I was just going to say I'm old enough to remember when Joe Biden, during last year's election campaign, used to quiz the American public about how they could possibly vote for someone whose catchphrase was, "You're fired," but who was promising them jobs, jobs, jobs. Well, now someone else's job may be in some doubt. I say maybe because this may all be a trial balloon that the White House has been floating. But the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, remember that he was brought in by the Deputy Attorney General to head up the investigation that the FBI was conducting into ties between Donald Trump's team last year and the Russians. Well, apparently he's getting under Donald Trump's skin, and several confidants, people who are close to Donald Trump, including one of his personal friends, Chris Ruddy, who heads the Newsmax media empire here in the United States, started telling reporters last night that they believed that Donald Trump was thinking of firing Robert Mueller. Now, there are all sorts of problems with that. First of all, Donald Trump doesn't have the power to fire the special prosecutor. That would have to come from the deputy attorney general. Secondly, for him to do that would be a Watergate-style moment here. Very similar, in many ways, to the firing of FBI Director James Comey, but even more serious, because everyone would say it was absolutely apparent that President Trump was trying to head off the investigation. The White House now is denying everything that these friends of Donald Trump have been saying. No, the president's not vaguely thinking of hiring Robert Mueller, but certainly those reports have worried some senior Republicans here in Washington. Take a listen to what Paul Ryan, the Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives, had to say to reporters just a couple of hours ago.
Yeah, I mean, all I've heard so much are rumors, but I think in the best case for the president is to be vindicated by allowing this investigation to go on thoroughly and independently. So I think the best advice would be to let Robert Mueller do his job. I think the best vindication for the president is to let this investigation go on independently and thoroughly. That, to me, is the smartest thing to do, the best thing to do, and that's what I think hopefully will happen.
That's what he thinks hopefully will happen. But Paul Ryan knows what Donald Trump does is very much out of his control. And there's no question that senior Republican figures here in Washington are somewhat concerned by those reports, because while they are rumors, they're definitely coming from people close to Donald Trump.
We'll definitely keep an eye on those two stories, Simon. Now, just thirdly and finally, North Korea. They freed an American student who was serving a 15-year sentence in one of the country's labor camps. What more can you tell us about that?
Yes, Otto Warmbier is a student from the University of Virginia who was arrested in North Korea after stealing some kind of a propaganda slogan banner from the hotel in which he was staying. His church apparently had promised him some kind of a prize if he returned to Washington with some sort of trophy from North Korea. And so he saw this propaganda slogan on the walls of a hotel bedroom and decided to take it home with him. He got caught. He made a tearful confession on television. This is what he had to say to the judges in North Korea shortly before he was sentenced to 15 years hard labor.
I am begging to the Korean people and government for my forgiveness. And I am praying to the heavens so that I may be returned home to my family.
Well, he is now on his way home to his family in Cincinnati, but he is apparently in pretty bad medical shape. There is a report here that he has been in a coma for the last year in North Korea after, according to the North Korean authorities, suffering from a case of botulism. They then say they gave him a sleeping pill from which he never woke up. The family, which is awaiting Otto Warmbier's arrival in Cincinnati later today, say that he has been brutalized and terrorized by the North Korean authorities. We have no confirmation of his medical condition, nor indeed confirmation of the length of any coma that he's been in from members of his family. But this is another just astonishing series of circumstances taking place in North Korea. And astonishing also, it's worth making the point that the former basketball player Dennis Rodman has arrived in Pyongyang for another one of his periodic visits and meets with Kim Jong-un. It's not clear whether the timing of Otto Warmbier's release is in any way related to Dennis Rodman's visit to the country, but there is definite concern and anxiety here about the medical condition in which this student is now being returned to US custody.
Okay, Simon, thank you very much for that update. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent. Don't forget you can follow him on Twitter at Simon Marks FSN. You're listening to LBC London News. It's 4:34. Headlines next.
This is LBC London News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.